This is news for WTBQ and WGHT. I'm Trey Westerberg. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a one-year moratorium on new hyperscale data centers as the state develops new regulations for the industry. Hochul says the facilities use massive amounts of energy and could strain the power grid while increasing costs for ratepayers. The governor says the goal is to protect communities, the environment, and the state's energy system while allowing responsible development. Hundreds of residents rallied outside Newburgh Town Hall to protest a reported ICE detention facility planned for the town of Newburgh. The town board unanimously voted to oppose the project and is pursuing possible legal action to stop the warehouse from being used as a processing or detention center. Federal officials have not confirmed plans for the site, but records show ICE signed a 15-year lease for the property. A Liberty man is facing charges after police say he broke into a building at the Sullivan County Golf Club. Authorities say 52-year-old Glenn Flickenschild was arrested after he allegedly fled onto the golf course and refused officers' commands to stop. Investigators say he was also a suspect in a burglary and grand larceny case at the same location the night before. Flickenschild was remanded to the Sullivan County Jail following arraignment. Cyclosporiasis cases continue climbing, with illnesses reported in at least 31 states. New York is now reporting 517 cases, as health officials urge people to wash fresh produce and say the CDC is still investigating the source of the outbreak. The news continues right after this.